bring the father-in-law of your Vidyapati and Vidyapati. They are my servants, eternal servants. And they will do everything. And then I will come. Then Vidyapati and he, Vishwavasu, his name was, his father-in-law. Both came and requested and worshipped. And the golden chariot was brought there. And he both took in their hands and he became so light and went on the chariot. And easily he came to the place where now is temple. And there he wanted to make them as a deity of Jagannath Bhagavan. He called all the carpenters to make this deity. But it was so hard that any weapon cannot crash anything. In the meantime, and all Brahmin came, very beautiful. This was like quite as myself, more than. But he was so beautiful. He told that I am a carpenter, but Brahmin, my job is to make deity. I can make deity. He became so pleased. He told that make a room very big and give three
trunks
there. And I will go, and in 21 days I will go. Everything ready.
None can disturb me in the meantime.
But you see that none can disturb me. Don't open the door within 21 days. And he took his all instruments and went there. And he closed the door and told that, don't disturb me. When 10 days went, but no sound, nothing, then the queen of Indradyum Maharaj, that name was
Gundicha.
No? She told that Brahman has gone to suicide perhaps. No sound, nothing, he will die. We should see that what he is doing, no sound coming. Perhaps he is dead. And we'll have to take Brahmahatya. Brahmahatya, you know?
Killing
of any Brahmin. That thing will come to us. So, you should open the door. King was telling that, wait a little, but he could not see. He could not hear. And he himself went and ordered that you should open the door. And it was cut the door and opened. Queen and himself king there, winter. He smiled only. Oh, you have done wrong. Why you open the door in not just time? Before time you have. So I could not make ready only something, only round eyes and up to this and this and nothing I have done. And telling them, you should worship the deities as they are. And he smiled and he vanished. He was Jagannath himself. Now Brahma came. They requested that you should establish Sri Vigraha. He told them no use of establish. He is established. He is saying Brahma. We can do Abhishek. Abhishek, you know, water, ghee, madhu, and all this with many mantras, so many things. It takes time, about 8 hours. Some fire
sacrifices
and all of them there. So learned scholars and Vedas, they come and do, recite mantra, Om Sahasra Sri Sahapurusha. Brahma told that no need at all, he is established, but we can do Abhishek.
Mahan.
He did and he is suffering. Jagannath told that now I am so glad you have sucked me so much. You can have any benediction. To king. King told that I want that I should have no children. No son or no daughter. He told Jafar that they will, after some time they will quarrel that this is mine, this is mine. And they will control everything. They will control also me, like now it is going on. So I want that no inheritance. Inherit. Heir should be. There will be selected only. Those who will worship. They will have faith on that. Otherwise, if my son is there, he will try to control all things and he will take some benefit, money and all this, and he will be guilty. He will do offenses. So I don't want. I want that I should forever suffer. Then that Jagannath Dev also told that my servant Vidyapati, who has discovered me, he has two wives. One in home, Brahmin family, and one is of Sabari. But his father-in-law has given his daughter too. So two wives. And they have children both now. So the Brahmin wife's children will worship Thakurji forever. And the sons of Sabar, second marriage, Bala, they should cook everything and manage everything. No harm if they are of low cost. Nothing. And they should do everything. And especially in the month of Ashar, this is going on. My chariot will also be there. And the sons and family of that Vishwabhasu, Sabar, they will cook, they will give me anything, they will worship, they will do everything.
9 days.
No one can hate. And they will be master of four these days. 15 days plus 9 days, they will be master. And they will be called Daita. Daita, you know? Daita. Very beloved. That is, when Jagannath goes, climbs on the chariot, so big, and so fast, so strong, about 100, they take Jagannath and they
bind
Jagannath
here.
And giving so many gali, abuses. Your mother is that. You have no mother at all.
You have no father.
You have no actually any father. Without father and mother, you have taken birth. You have so many fathers. You have so many mothers. So it is not proper that true that from whom you have come. So abusing Krishna and Krishna laughing and his goat and like this and goes and climbs on this
chariot.
Sometimes going up and again
come down.
No one can
control
him. So anyhow he goes on that. And then he goes to Sundarachalam Vrindavan. Then he goes to Sundarachalam and Vrindavan with his brother and sister, Baldev Prabhu and
Subhadra Devi.
Lakshmi Devi tells Lakshmana Bimala, Bimala Devi there. She tells that now we have become weak. We have some
stomach problem.
You can go in change anywhere here, not so long, far. So Krishna strictly hiding something, he takes his brother and sister with him. And really he is going to meet gopis in Vrindavan. So he lives there 9 days. This is 5th day today. Lakshmi goes to search where my husband has gone and not returned.
Tomorrow.
Hera Panchami. Is it written tomorrow?
Yes, sir. There's going to be tomorrow.
I don't remember. He couldn't see. Anyhow, I've told 55 minutes. So I'm taking rest now. And tomorrow, the rest I will tell everything. In morning and evening. So many good things, teachings in this. King met Pratap Rudra with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. How he met? What was the teaching? How Swarup Damodar and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu were talking each other? Very good things and helping in our Krishna consciousness. So I will explain tomorrow in morning and evening. We should all try to develop our Krishna consciousness. Don't fear, take shelter in the lotus feet of Krishna. All the problems will be solved so easy. Only problem is that we are not taking darshan of Krishna. Only this problem. Mind is not controlled. So by chanting, remembering and hearing all these things, we should try to develop our Krishna consciousness and be bona fide devotees. And only in this human form we can serve Krishna and we can have darshan. We can do progress in this, otherwise not. So this human body is very valuable for us. And we'll try to take darshan of Krishna in this life. So we should be very sincere. If you are sincere, you have no qualification, anything, yet Krishna will have mercy, so much mercy on you. And if you will be so clever and use your intelligence there, then you will have like zero, nothing. So be sincere and try to give up everything, like Saranagati.
Mohana is sending her humble pranam and is saying, take her heart out of your pocket and bring it to Vrindavan and give it to Radha Krishna. She didn't know who she is doing, who she is.
Mohana.
Oh, Mohana is very good devotee. Very good. I know her.
She just called. I told her, you can talk to Maharaj, but she's.
I know him. She is very bona fide, very good devotee.
He requests to take her heart in your pocket and put to the lotus feet of Radha Govinda.
Yes, sir. It has been done.